that didn't quite go according to plan. Three Beaver mistakes, three goals, their second conference loss of the season.
Tonight the apple falls in time. We'll sing along with Auld Lang Syne and throw confetti high up into space. Tomorrow morning when we wake, this town will be a different place, and the past will wash away like coffee stains.
Tomorrow might be New Year's Day. Thankfully, today is a new day. A new day in which Bemidji State can forget about yesterday.
Another moment's to come. The city's on fire. We're holding up lighters, raising them higher, and we've only begun.
Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori didn't mince words in the postgame.
From my standpoint, again, unacceptable on some of the effort on those two goals. When you look at them afterwards, and the bottom line is, you know, you might be a little rusty there, but you can't get outworked, and we got outworked a little bit in the first period. And again, whether again it's you know, we're the road team, it's the first period on a Friday night, all that kind of stuff, Schultze, and still, you know, to me it's unacceptable, and that's what happens. So, you know, we got behind the eight ball, and it was hard coming back.
The lone Beaver goal scored on a power play. Arenaccio picks up the puck for the Beavers. Right half-forward, Leo Fitzgerald. Bottom of the right circle for Marinaccio. Back up top for White Cloud. Over it comes for Jerry. One-timer save made by Mantha. Rebound shot. The Beavers score. Phil Marinaccio gets Bemidji State on the board. It's an Otter Tail power play goal. Bemidji State cuts it to 2-1. Today is a new day. Tomorrow, a new year. Hopefully your Bemidji State Beavers still have just two losses in league play come 2017.
Walk this way, no regrets, on New Year's Day, morning breaks.
Kings of the world,
take my hand,
top of the nation,
it's a celebration.
Beavers and Seawolves, game 2 of the series next, and the Bedusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network.